Hey, listen, are you thinking about buying tickets to your favorite sports, concert, or theater event? Maybe you want to experience a basketball game courtside rather than on your couch. Maybe you go to a hockey game and you bang on the glass instead of your own TV in your own living room. Then head on over to FanExchange.com for a safe, easy, and reliable experience. Tickets purchased on FanExchange are always guaranteed. There's no getting to the gate and worrying about getting in. So whether it's NBA, Major League Baseball, WrestleMania, Coachella, maybe a Broadway musical, FanExchange will get you closer to the action. Find the very best seats at the best prices at FanExchange.com. Use the promo code Rome, and you'll get 50% off the service fees on your next purchase. Fan Exchange. We have tickets. That's Fan Exchange. So we are live in Southern California. I am Jim Rome in the Quicken Loans studio. Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Appreciate those folks slapping their name on the side of the building. All right, so we start hour number two. In this second hour, we have no interviews, so that means it is a great chance for you to call the program. Decide what you want to talk about. Hit me up, 1-800-636-8686. We talked NBA almost extensively in hour number one and some hockey. Philip Forsberg. Looking ahead to hour number three, we'll talk some NFL. Dwight Freeney, hanging them up. He had an amazing career. He joins us at the top. Arian Foster, former NFL running back. He's got a brand new album, and it's really good. Not good for an athlete, but really good, period. Arian. Huge personality still, joins me in studio in hour number three. Follow me on Twitter if you don't mind. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Go mess up my Facebook page or my Instagram page. Hit any platform you want. Say whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Nobody has ever been blocked. Nobody ever will be blocked. I'm here for you. All right, let me go back. I said that normally when LeBron wins and when LeBron does what he does to Toronto, I start the show with it. I did not today. I went Philly and Boston because I love that matchup, and I love that we'll get another game. We're not getting another game of the Cavaliers and the Raptors. Cleveland 128, Toronto 93, and that's exactly why yesterday I called for the NBA to cancel Game 4 because I knew that was going to happen. Because it was too brutal for everybody to watch, especially everybody involved. The Raptors may have lost that series last night, but the truth is they lost it days earlier. The truth is they lost it when they could not close out Game 1. And from that point on, it was only a matter of time. And that time finally ran out last night. Actually, ran out sooner than anybody expected. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that the Raptors mailed it in, that they rolled over, because they didn't. They were only down by four after the first quarter. So they didn't come out and just lie down. They fought. They battled. They just didn't have anything to fight with. They've got nothing against LeBron. They've got nothing for LeBron. This guy's like their kryptonite. They were still within four late in the first half, but LeBron had already snatched their collective soul. And somewhere along the way, they must have realized, we don't have anything here. They realized, we don't have a chance. They realized they had already been punked and humiliated by LeBron in the postseason for the third straight year. That top seed in the East, yet they were nothing more than a tomato can, a clubber for the baddest fighter in the world. This guy's 29, 11 assists, 8 rebounds, and it might have been the easiest playoff game he's ever had. He spent more than half the fourth quarter on the bench. Sometimes he'd get up to dance. But if you're in Raptors gear, LeBron dancing in the fourth when that game was already over was not nearly as insulting as him hitting this turnaround fadeaway while he was still in the game in the third.
Felt like this could be their year. And things were clicking. James.
Oh, impossible angles!
Thanks to TNT. I mean, at that point, that's not even fair. At that point, that's not even right. The Raptors have families. They should not have to see that. It was as if LeBron was saying, hey, yo, fellas, in case I haven't completely shattered your spirit, ripped all your manhood and your will, how's this feel? But I'm guessing at that point the Raptors couldn't feel anything at all, which is probably a good thing. Probably a good thing because you go back over about a week's time, That same Cleveland team was dead in the water. LeBron had barely dragged them through the first round, and he was going to be on the first thing smoking out of Cleveland. And now they're the first team in the conference finals instead. The team went from absolute garbage to a four-game sweep. And it's all because they played you, Toronto. All because they got right against you. All because they humiliated the hell out of you yet again. And the only thing worse than being swept the way the Raptors were are the questions they now face. Biggest one being, what the hell do we do now? What do we do now? Because there are no easy answers. You just had arguably your best regular season. Now, strike that. You had your best regular season, but you had your worst playoff performance in the same year. You overhaul your system. You change your approach after you lost to LeBron last time, and it worked. You won 59 games. You had the best record in the East. You thought you were different. You thought this was the year. And then you lose to LeBron again. You do all that work, have a great regular season, only to get speed bagged by LeBron again. And now you're the butt of every NBA joke. Yeah, but this year is different. We'll forever be linked with these Raptors, and forever is going to be a punchline. So the question, what do we do now? Do you fire your head coach? You mean that guy who was the coach of the year candidate? Maybe. But can you find somebody better? Do you try to break up Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan? Maybe. But can you find somebody better? Can you find a better combination? Or do you run it back once again with the same group and hope for different results? Maybe, but why would it be any different? So what I'm saying here is, these are all good questions, and they're all bad answers. Worst of all, maybe, do you just look at this and say, it sucks. It just really sucks. Maybe we were just the wrong team in the wrong place at the wrong time. Namely, on the same floor with LeBron in the East every postseason. Because the fact is, they've got no answers for this guy. They had nothing against this guy. They've got nobody who can work against this guy. And when the Raptors went into the tank in games 1 and 3, they had no shot whatsoever. Not even my words, but their own coach, Dwayne Casey, said as much.
Yeah, after each one of them, we were emotionally drunk, I thought, and just took the wind out of our sail.
Emotionally drunk or physically drunk, or both. They let two get away, and then they get hammered in the other two. And listen, this isn't just like LeBron does this to everybody. He does it. He barely got out of the first round. The Pacers made him work for everything. The Raptors, on the other hand, didn't make this guy work for one thing. He didn't have to work for anything at all. He got to any spot he wanted. He got any shot he wanted. He got whatever the hell he wanted. So maybe you just have to live with the fact that no matter what you do, LeBron is going to be better. And that the best offseason move you can make is simply hope that LeBron goes to the Western Conference. Whatever you do, Toronto, do not watch the Eastern Conference Finals, because you don't want to see any more of this guy. You've already seen enough of him to last a lifetime. And as badly as it's gone for them against Cleveland in the playoffs, this was the worst of all. It literally could not have gone any worse for the Raptors than it just did. And given who they are, that's saying something. Too bad. I like these guys. I like the Raptors. I really thought this year was going to be different. I mean, I wasn't going to guarantee they'd win, but I'll be straight. I thought they would. Seeing as to how the Cavaliers struggled the way they did in the first round, the Pacers had them beaten. Toronto was better than Indiana. They were well rested. They had the top seed. They had the home floor. They were ready. And then they weren't. And then they got punked again. So now what? Really disappointing. Let's quickly go to the emails. Again, this is your hour. Step up. Take advantage of it. Rome. We are fully aware of what has transpired over the past week and frantically worked towards a resolution over the last 8 hours. However, we have come to terms that there is not a damn thing that we can do about this situation. It is what it is. LeBron can do what he wants against the Raptors, and that won't change, ever. Signed, National Bullying Prevention Center. John in Huntington Beach, like I said, somebody's got to pull this guy off that team. Somebody's got to pull this guy off that team. Somebody's got to pull this guy off that whole city. John in Huntington Beach wore me being the token, handsome guest judge on TV for the Smack Off. You know, John, I don't need any of that. Have you seen the XR4TI?
Hey, John.
These dudes look good, man. It's a dashing crew. All you guys have to do is mock up like Tom Brady, dress in all black, except for some gold lapels, put a lot of product in your hair, get the beautiful model wife. You guys can all pull that off. Starting with you, Hawk. You can do it. This email says, morning, Snagger. The Raptors are who we think they are. Elite level choke artists. DeMar disappeared the entire series. Toronto's vaunted bench was ineffective to say the least. Dwayne Casey could win coach of the year and still lose his job. Unwar some U.S. Americans who can't afford maps, claiming Canada sucks at basketball when the only Canuck on the court plays for the Cavs. War the Preds, winning Game 7. JC in Calgary, non-geographically challenged Canadian.
I personally believe.
And I've got one more email in response to us adding a brand new affiliate. And once again, for the record, the fact that I've done this more than two decades, pushing three decades, that we're still adding stations, pumps me up. I'm hyped. And when I get hyped, I do not take my shirt off. Oh, Alvin, you weren't ready for that, were you?
I take my shirt off! I take it off!
Troy Nicholas, if you need him. All right, so this email reads, hey, Rome, a new affiliate in Raleigh, North Carolina, huh? Let me take a stab at welcoming the new Hicks to the jungle. Just take off your crap kickers and leave them at the door, and let me show you the way. This is the green room where you can smell Josh in Detroit and Parody Larry. Jim has tried to get the stench out, but it's impossible. This is the command room. Four guys, one small room. You must button your shirt all the way up to enter. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you can see the command room. He goes on, no small children. One of the guys might mistake them for one of his own. And this is the studio. No NASCAR takes. It's not true. We do NASCAR interviews all the time. No NASCAR takes unless you want to talk about how it's for sale, in which you could trade your double wide and a pack of heaters for 100% ownership of it. No incest jokes. It may hit way too close to home for you guys. And no mama jokes. I hear you guys take that way too seriously. Pretty much everything else is fair game. Welcome. Matt in Poland Springs, Maine. Leave it to Matt in Maine to welcome Raleigh. Hey, Raleigh, you want to cut the line? Call right now. Hey, morons, don't pretend you're from Raleigh to cut the line. Raleigh, you want in? You want to talk about anything at all? You want to respond to this guy, Matt in Poland Springs? You can cut the line. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. All right, we'll take a short timeout. All my timeouts are short. Then we're right back at it. And remember, the third hour is filling up. In fact, it's already full, so you want to get in now. Mother's Day is sneaking up, and then all of a sudden you're not ready. So you hit the panic button. You get suckered into online flower giants, pitching $19.99 flowers that actually end up costing $60. Or maybe you grab some last-minute produce department flowers. Yeah, that's a good look. It's a terrible look, and it smells even worse. They smell like green onions. That tells mom you didn't care. You didn't think about it. You didn't care enough to send her flowers from the Books. Books, short for bouquets. And they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms, and they're delivered straight to your mom so they last for weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano, which produce flowers that are so beautiful, mom is going to post the pics and brag about you. And because Books is able to cut out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order right now and get 15% off when you enter my name, Rome, BOUQS.com. Enter Rome to get 15% off. BOUQS.com. Books.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I've got a note on the best TV network in the world, CBS Sports Network. Friday night, 9 Eastern, CBS Sports Network hits the pitch for some intense Major League Rugby action. Do not miss the Utah Warriors battle the Austin Elite on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. Best TV network ever. I had a daily show here, had a several-year run, came back with a simulcast. I love this place. All right, in addition to that, other things going on. In fact, Podcast Tuesday, another week, another killer pod coming right down the pike. This one, episode 36, it's going to drop right after today's program on our regular Tuesday schedule. Look for it. My guest this week is the newest member of the CBS family, recently retired Bruce Arians. He walked away from coaching in January. Bruce, my man Bruce, he is the best. He is real people, a dude's dude, a football lifer, but also one of everybody's favorite personalities in sports, and for good reason. He's got amazing rap, got a great look, has great swag. Maybe you've seen that side of him, but maybe you haven't. But he definitely brings it in our conversation on the Jim Rome podcast. He's also known as the quarterback whisperer, a guy that worked with Peyton Manning, Tim Couch, Ben Roethlisberger, Andrew Luck, and Carson Palmer. And he had a ton of success with every one of them. Part of what makes Bruce so great is that ability to communicate and the ability to reach the most important players in the game. You can reach quarterbacks in ways that I think others cannot. So let me ask you about that. How important is it, for instance, Bruce, to tell a quarterback not what he wants to hear, but what he needs to hear?
Oh, man, you gotta build a line of trust, Romy. When I'm telling you something, it's not criticism, and you got to tell me what you're seeing, not what you think I want to hear. But that relationship between coach and quarterback, it has to be rock solid, and trust is the word.
What's more important for a quarterback, arm talent or grit?
No, grit. There's so many guys that have great arms that could never play in this game, and then you had the guys that couldn't break a window, but they throw for 30, 40 touchdowns a year because they got grit, they can lead, and they're smart. I mean, the two muscles, you go to the combine, you do all that bullshit and evaluate these guys. But the two muscles you play with, your brain and your heart, you can't evaluate those until you get them in the huddle.
What a great take. The two muscles you play with are your brain and your heart, but you cannot evaluate that at the combine. You cannot evaluate that until you get them in the huddle. The rest of that stuff is, quote, bull bleep. You mentioned Big Ben. Speaking of Roethlisberger, I asked Bruce what he makes of his guys saying that he wants to play 3 to 5 more years after flirting with retirement the last couple of seasons. Obviously, you work with Ben Roethlisberger. I know you remain close to him to this day. You know, in recent years, Bruce, he's kind of hinted at retirement. Maybe he's had enough. And then he came back recently and said, oh, no, I'm good. I can play 3 to 5 more years. Where do you think he's coming from?
I know he hinted at it. I don't know how serious it was. I don't know if there was anything with Todd Haley or not. I think that's all stuff brought up by outsiders, but I think he was hurt. He was beat up pretty good a couple of years ago when that came out. Now he's really healthy, really great, looks in great shape, and yeah, I can see him playing 5 more years.
He said he was surprised that the Steelers took Mason Rudolph in the 3rd round over guys who can, quote, help the team right now. What do you make of that response, and did that draft pick surprise you at all?
I think it was a great pick for the Steelers. I also see how Ben was thinking about, hey, could we get another guy to help us win right now? I know a lot of guys feel that way sometimes when the organization looks to the future.
Bruce would know. He's still tight with Ben, and in fact, he told me during the conversation that he's playing golf with Ben later on this week. So he's about as plugged into Roethlisberger as anybody's going to be. Now, this podcast is perfect for football junkies looking for a really hardcore football conversation if you need that fix, but also drenched in amazing stories, like what Bear Bryant told Bruce when Bruce took that first head coaching job, how Bruce reacted when Chuck Pagano called him to tell him he had leukemia, and how his first interview with CBS Sports went. And a pretty wild childhood story as well. You've got this great story from your book, The Quarterback Whisperer, and you tell the story about how your brother was slamming milk in order to get big and strong. You wanted to be that guy too, but you had an allergy to milk, so what did you end up drinking?
The paint, twice. I drank white paint and green paint.
It looked really good too, Romy, but it was not fun getting my stomach pumped.
White paint and green paint?
Twice. I did it twice. My mom was eating pistachio ice cream, and they're painting the living room green. I said, that must be some of that stuff I'm not allowed to have. I'm going to do it again.
I'm telling you, there's a lot more to Bruce Arians than what he showed on the sidelines in the past four decades plus. My man's got stories for days, and he told a few right here on my podcast. Look for that in a few hours. It's on iTunes, all the Android players, and JimRome.com. The next bad episode we have is going to be the first. Trust the podcast. And listen, really quickly, I know there's still a few of you that don't understand this notion of a podcast. Either you think it's too much work to look for, you're intimidated by it, you don't want to admit that you don't know how to do it. Call Hawk. He's not doing anything but grooming his porn stash. He will help you. 1-800-636-8686. We will get you to the podcast. It's free, and it's quality, and it's premium content. I want all of you to hear it. There are interviews there that you cannot hear on this show. And there are calls there that you cannot hear on this show. So for those of you who are only going to that podcast for the voicemail, here are three or so of a dozen or so of this week's episode.
Next message.
Jim, this is Donald from Manhattan. You can send my golden ticket to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C. This is going to be the hugest smack off in jungle history. Believe me. War Romy, unwar Comey. I'm out.
Message deleted. Next message.
Hey, Van Smack. You're the urinal in my living room. Out.
Message saved. Next message.
Hey, Rome. What does the soul of a Kardashian have in common with the Minnesota Vikings trophy case? They're both f***ing empty. Ah!
Message deleted.
There it is. The Rome Podcast. Original content. You have not heard any of that until what you just heard. And there's a lot more that came from. Raleigh. Raleigh's tearing it up. What a big announcement that was. We got a brand new affiliate in Raleigh, and I'm getting a lot of reaction to it. Lots of Raleigh reaction. First off on email, Van Smack. Can't tell you how stoked we are to have you back in the college basketball capital of the world. I turned on my local AM radio station this past Monday and I heard your voice. And I thought, oh bleep, is this real? Then you made the announcement that it's not only real, but that you're here to stay. This is the best thing to happen to Raleigh since they allowed moonshine at the watermelon seed eating or spitting contest. And yeah, we're hicks. This is pig farming season. So we'll stay in our lane until we bring another NCAA basketball title back to RDU next season. War dating chicks who ride horses to work. War Coach K and Roy Williams being goats instead of herding them. War Raleigh city motto. Hey, we're only 8 hours from Atlantic City. Later, Brad and Raleigh. Raleigh, it is so good to be back. It is good to have you back. It is good to be back in your market. I love it. Love it. In fact, let's go to the phones. I said if you're in Raleigh, I will let you cut the line. John in Raleigh. The reason I said that was because people were coming in and not welcoming Raleigh to the jungle or welcoming Raleigh back to the jungle, but they were punching Raleigh in the face. So you don't need to wait. Cut the line. Respond. Let's go to John in Raleigh, North Carolina. John, what's going on? Good morning. How are you?
Rome, what's going on, brother? First
what's
time,
up?
Long time.
Right on. Love it.
Welcome back to the Triangle, my friend, on 620.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Hey, so dude's calling in from Maine, running us down on email? What's that about? Poland Springs, Maine? What, do they give us bottled water? Thanks for your – what's that? Nothing. You offer nothing. We'd offer Maine to Canada if we could, but they wouldn't take you. You know what I mean? What's this guy's deal?
That's pretty much who he does, John. Or that's who he is and what he does. All right, let me respond. John and Raleigh saying, man, are you kidding? Of all the people to crack us, some dude from Poland Springs, Maine? I will say this, John. Good to hear your voice. Good to be back. Couldn't be happier that I'm back. He got the better of that exchange. The guy in Poland Springs, Maine. You got to do a little bit better. But if you're in Raleigh and you want to cut the line, you go right ahead. That's an old school border skirmish. Not that there's a border. Kind of like old school jungle hazing. I'm not about that. I'm not about hazing in general, at least unless it's hazing that is kind of good-natured. And by definition, generally, it is not. But back in the day, that's how that went. And that kind of takes me back. Back in the day, if we added any affiliate whatsoever, the existing affiliates would kill them. And it was always a matter of, all right, let's see how they do. They've never heard that. They're not expecting that. They're trying to figure out exactly what the show is. But then on top of trying to figure out what I am and what I do and what the content is, you've got every other affiliate smashing them. So that was kind of cool. That took me back a little bit. Poland Springs, Maine, piling on Raleigh. Why? The same reason anybody does anything, because they can. The same reason anybody does anything, because they've got nothing better to do. Trust me. Matt in Poland Springs thought, what am I going to do? Matt rolled out the way he does every single day. What do I have today? What can I contribute to the jungle today? Well, they're going to kill my guy Tom Brady for how he looked last night. I guess I'll focus on that. Oh, looky here. Brand new jungle affiliate. Oh, and to me, and when I say to me, I mean Matt, not to me. Oh, what do you know? Not only a new affiliate, but new Hicks. So Matt does what Matt does. And then Alvin will do what Alvin does. I'm not doing any of that. I love that I'm back in Raleigh. Love that market. Love that we got another shot. Love that we're back. Good to have you, Raleigh. Great to have you. 1-800-636-8686. I've got more NHL. The Caps get over. They did it. They bounced back from that meltdown in game one, and they beat the two-time defending champs. I want to hit that. Maybe, I'm thinking about this, maybe another round of What's That Sound? We haven't played that game in a while here in the jungle, where I play you a sound and you try and guess exactly what it is. I may have that for you next. Dwight Freeney on the phones later on. Arian Foster here in studio in hour number three. Do not go anywhere. You've got the phone number. Do not be afraid to use it. Time now for a sports update. Here it is, a very busy...
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
If you want maximum performance from your car, you can use an Edge. The Edge is Castrol Edge. Castrol Edge, with fluid titanium technology, it is three times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. That according to the Kurt Orban test in the 5W30 VisGrade. If Orban says it's so, then you know it is. It helps to fight friction. It delivers outstanding levels of performance. Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. Now, it's been a little while since we've done this. It's been a minute or two, so I thought I would bring it back. I'm not sure it's going to work. I'm never sure how it's going to work, but it's worth a shot. Because sometimes you do not have a choice. Sometimes the opportunity is just too perfect. Sometimes you have to use an old wrench from the box because it's the right tool for the job. Now, we have created a lot of things on this show throughout the years, some better than others. Some work, some don't. This, though, is classic. And I know you've waited a long time for me to bring this back. A long, long time. So enough of the preamble. Let's just get to it. Wait, Alvin. Alvin! We're not bringing that back. What the hell are you doing, son?
No.
Rat? Rat. As in, you think I'm going to bring back the family. The Rat family. Alvin. Alvin, are you one of us or one of them?
Dude.
Alvin. No, I'm not bringing back the family. Not for you. No matter how badly you want it, no matter how badly Alvin wants it, no matter how badly my beloved Rogan Loam wants it.
Rogan Loam.
Let me tell you something. I love that kid. And I try not to do too much of that. Hey, let me tell you about my kid. Let me show you a picture of my kid. Absolutely love and adore my two kids, man. Great dudes. I wish you could hang out with my boys. They're great dudes. I can't wait till they're old enough to slam an adult beverage with me. I love these guys. Especially, I mean, Jake's my guy. Jake is a junior in high school, plays high school baseball. He's got a lot going on. He's looking at colleges. But my boy, Rogan Loam, as Jeff in Nashville famously glossed him inadvertently. Jeff
Rogan,
in Richmond, excuse me.
Rogan Loam.
I even misgloss him because he misglossed my kid. Rogan Loam. I've told that story before that I named our first child. Janet was insistent that she would name our second child, and we could not agree. Literally, we went back and forth all 9 months until the little guy popped out. And even after he popped out, he was in this world for several hours, if not several days, without an actual name. And literally, every time she had a name, I'm like, no, 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 no. And then Janet says, how about this? How about Rogan Loam?
Rogan,
I'm like, that's it.
Rogan Loam.
Name that kid Rogan. Anyway, no matter how badly you want the family to come back, no matter how badly Alvin wants the family back, and most of all, no matter how badly my younger son, Rogan Loam, wants the family to come back, it's Rogan. Not. Nope. Let me bring back my old favorite, though. An old favorite being, what's that sound? What is that sound? I've got a piece of audio right here where you need to guess what that sound is. And this could probably keep you busy for a long, long time. I'm curious to see what it is you're going to come up with. So let me play this sound, and then you tweet your guesses at Jim Rome. I'll play the sound. You tweet your guesses. If the guesses are good, we finish this little game. All right? Here is the sound. It's not the sound of a rat. It's not the sound of a family. Listen to this sound and hit me on Twitter with your guesses. Wow. Right now, understand, when I play that sound, it's got athlete connection. It's got a sports connection, an athletic connection. It's not me just pulling something out of my backside. Well, that's kind of a different sound. I think I'll just play that. It involves somebody you all know. It involves somebody most of you love. So once again, let me play this sound, and then you hit me up on Twitter and you tell me what you think it is. All right, so a lot of buzzing and some anonymous voice at the very end saying, you're out. You're out. One last time. Name that sound. Get busy. Go to work. You're out. Let's see what you come up with. Tweet me at Jim Rome. Or if you want, send me an email at rome@haveatake.com. We've had better sounds, but it's not too bad. Let's give it a shot. Let's see how it goes. All right, so the biggest topic on the show is often the show itself. And nobody could speak to that more to this guy who's on hold. Kyle in Green Bay. For those of you who do not know Kyle in Green Bay, and you might not, especially if you're in Raleigh as an example, this guy's known for his October 2016 flameout, which spawned the gloss, Drew, my gloss, by the way. And I've got a lot of gloss. My gloss being Drew the Jumpman Gillett. He tried to address me as Jim, but Drew the Jumpman Gillett came out in Green Bay. Kyle, good to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Drew the Jumpman Gillett. Oh, man, I'm nervous. How's it going?
Now, to fully understand that, that went horribly. That went as badly as any greeting could go. But to fully understand the magnitude of that flameout, once again, I need to slow this down. This is how this sounds at half speed. Kyle, good to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. I'm nervous. How's it going?
Now, here's why I love this guy. That should have been enough to discourage him or anybody else from ever calling me ever again. But he didn't. Man, my man got up off the mat. My man bounced back. My man recovered. Recovered so much that he hosted a clone stock in Green Bay at a Packers tailgate where he put my face on kegs of beer, which the host of the show, you know, I appreciate. But then he had to keep raising the bar. He had to go next level. Then he got a tattoo on his back, which reads, "Welcome to the jungle," and Drew the Jumpman Gillett. So it's one thing to put my face on a couple of kegs, quite another to ink it on your back. He came to the Mall of America this year. at the Super Bowl, got my signature for his back, and then had that tattooed on later on. So my man clearly is all in. Look at that. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, check out that cat's back. He's all in on the jungle. Kyle in Green Bay. But wait, there's more. My man is spending part of his summer or spring on a clone tour. He drove from Wisco to Colorado to see Luke and Fort Collins. Then he went to the Bay to see Marty, Parody Larry, and Golden Baked Warrior. He's posting pictures. Check him out. Again, if you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you can see this. Kyle in Green Bay is on a personal clone tour. He told Hawk he's working his way down to Southern California. In fact, in Southern California. And today he's going to meet Leff in Laguna, Jim Benton et al. At lunch at Javier's this afternoon. Kyle in Green Bay, all in, hitting up Javier's. Then he's going to go to San Diego and wrap up that tour where he's going to meet fellow Rome tattooee John Segman, who got the donut with my name on it spelled out in sprinkles. So Kyle's going big. He's on the road right now, working his way towards the Mecca, Javier's. I got to find out how it's going. Kyle in Green Bay. Kyle, brother, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing great, Rome. I'm pulled over right now. I think I'm a little off Santa Barbara. I had to get reception to make this call. But, you know, I'm out here in Cali. The weather's beautiful. How have you been?
I love it, dude. I'm doing great. I'm doing great, and it's good to hear your voice. I'm glad you're outside my former stomping ground, Santa Barbara. So, Kyle, dial me in. What's the clone tour been like? What's the highlight so far?
Oh, it's been awesome. Like you said, I stopped in Loveland, Fort Collins. I saw Luke in Fort Collins. His roommate was a drummer. I played a little guitar. We had a little jam session, had a couple of Colorado beers. And then me and my buddy left Colorado. We hit Yosemite Park for a night. Then we hit the Bay Area, and we met up with Golden Bake and Parody Larry at a bar somewhere in the Bay Area. It was a great time. Those guys are awesome. They're funny. Parody Larry's something else. He is quite the character. And then Marty couldn't make it up, so he drove up to San Francisco on Sunday. We met up, and we slammed a beer. We scoped it. It's been a heavy debate who won. I think I still won, but he got the glass down quicker. But like you said, now meeting Les and Jim Benton tonight at Javi's. Maybe you and Hawk can make the trip over for 3 o'clock. Otherwise, I'd like to stop by the studio tomorrow and bring you guys all In-N-Out Burger for lunch for everything you've done for me. I really appreciate it. And then, yeah, it's down to San Diego to meet Sean Hester and my jungle tap partner, John San Diego. So it's been a great time. I saw a lot of great stuff. So I met a lot of great people. And, yeah, I still got a week to go. So,
brother, you're the best. You are the best. I can't believe how well you're doing. I mean, the ultimate clone, that you made that road trip across the country. You're checking out all the other clones. You're on tour. And, dude, listen to you on the phone. Look how far you've come. You couldn't get Jim out the first time you called this program. Now listen to you. You're dominating. You're practically co-hosting the show. Now I got to ask, which Javier's? Do you know? There's a couple of Javier's in the area that you're going to. Do you know which one you're going to?
Yeah, Newport Beach.
Okay, Crystal Cove. That's the one, man. That's the spot. That is the spot. Make sure that they know when you get there who you are and why you're there and what's going on. Let them know it's a jungle thing. Let them know it's a Rome thing. I think that might help.
Okay, yeah, for sure. I'll definitely do that.
All right, so tell me again. So Leff is going to be there. Benton is going to be there. Who else?
I think Evan in the Bay is in the area for business. So I believe he is coming as well.
All right, dude, check it out. Drive safely. You got some work to do. If you're still just outside of Santa Barbara, you've got some work to do to get down here by 3 o'clock. You'll make it. Drive carefully. Make sure you hit that thing up on social. If you get the right pictures up there, I'll turn around. I'll retweet them, and I've got to hear from you how Javier's is. Give me that review.
I will. I'll call you later in the trip, and I'll let you know how Javi's was.
You got it, bro. Be good, Kyle. Nice job. Kyle in Green Bay. Like I said, pick him up, Hawk. Pick him up. Give the kid some love. Like I said, oftentimes, the biggest topic on this show is the show itself. Find me another show. Find me another show where a dude will get ink of that show, get in his car, drive across the country, meet up with other listeners of the show, and chronicle that show. And then find me another show where that happens that's been on the air for 30 years. Kyle in Green Bay. This kid's like 27. The ultimate clone. and now making the ultimate stop. If you're going to make a clone tour and you're driving across the country and you're going to end up in my backyard, hell yes, you better end up at Javier's. And although I don't want to pick one over the other, if you have to pick between Crystal Cove and Irvine, they're both great. They're both tremendous. They represent different things. But if I have to direct you to one, man, it's tough. I love the one at Irvine. I really do. But I will say this. End of the day, if you were to say to me, hey, Rome, wait a minute. Where did you see Andy Reid? Crystal Cove. I saw my man, Andy Reid, at Crystal Cove Javier's. All right, so Colin Green Bay says he left Benton. Benton goes further back than any of you on this show. They will be at Javi's at 3 p.m. Eastern. When we come back, I've got Dwight Freeney. Then after that, Arian Foster in studio. Hour number 3 coming up next.